I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Democratic Republic of Congo is facing a crisis. Since February, 60,000 people have been forced to flee due to tribal violence. Yet Bruce Smith from Wycliffe Associates says reconciliation is happening through Bible translation workshops.
This is not part of any strategy of ours. It's just that because of their respective thirst for God's word, it draws them together to a place that can equip them to steward God's word for their people. And they end up really facing these issues at the same time in the same place with people that they've had these tensions with. And because of the power of God's word and because of the power of the Holy Spirit, inevitably barriers fall and reconciliation happens.
If you want to see God's word transform lives in the Democratic Republic of Congo, consider coming alongside Wycliffe Associates. You find details at missionnews.org. And did you know that Operation Mobilization has a ship ministry? It's called OM Ships International, and it focuses on bringing global Christian training and outreach to all areas of the world. The vision? To share knowledge, help, and hope. OM Ships International CEO Seelan Govender shares,
"What we want to see is a strong mobilization effect in which we want to engage and be a catalyst for people to be involved in praying, to be involved in financially giving towards causes where the gospel is able to reach difficult places."
Let's be praying for those who journey with OM Ships International, that they'd be encouraged and have opportunities to train and share the gospel. Pray for open hearts wherever the ship docks. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.